Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. this Sunday, June 5th, 2011, and you are now listening live and in archive to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I began and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Sunday, June 5th, my very first Sunday show in my new daily high noon U.S. Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio schedule. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, ever-celebrating city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. Again, join me here live each and every day and always in archive at your leisure and convenience from this legendary New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, each and every day at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you momentarily. I want to welcome those who are present here with me now in the live chat. Indeed, we give great thanks and praises for your continued presence and support. Do also know that I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year operating, and 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation via my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, numerologists, astrologers, practitioners who can be located via my various spiritual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelations, and guiding voices of divination. And we do appreciate your continued support for these powerful, powerful voices featured in the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber of my website, respectfully. Within the Queen's Chamber, you will find Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, the solution via her King link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Goddess Queen UK's Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways via her Goddess Palace Blog Talk Radio Show in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Master Astrologer Menti Anuket, young up-and-coming astrologer, but indeed a master. You can listen to her Temple Radio Archive Blog Talk Radio Player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Truth Terrorist, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth, Queen Ifama, here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to her in the Queen's Chamber of my website while visiting and viewing some of her original and handcrafted jewelry and products. So please visit her in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Go-Go Nana Alana Omare, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. The Goddess Lovelight is an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, and an Oshun priestess. So please do visit the Go-Go Nana Alana Omare in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio Archive Player. There you will also find Sister Abana and the Recovery Room, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step recovery program. Racism Non-Anonymous, uniquely designed with the African in mind. There you will also find one of our community members and continued supporters, Angelic Soap, offering real handcrafted soap from fresh vegetable oils and other high quality ingredients to ensure a gentle cleansing with a rich, low moisturizing lather, utilizing fair trade base oils and butters as much as possible, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters, specializing in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. Do remember your House of the Divine Prince, HDP15, code for an automatic 15% reduction of price. This code is only good for followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central, and is of an indefinite term. You will need to present this code at your checkout with Teresa at Angelic Soap. Also continue to show your support for Queen Felice Akushua. Experience Nubian jewels and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle, one centralized location via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And in the King's Chamber, you will find featured Reverend Majati Baruti, the Roof Garden and Uja Temple Ministries online broadcast ministry for Uja Temple, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort in promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell. There you will also find Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness, with Big Steve, by way of his Blog Talk Radio Archive Player in the King's Chamber of my website. I also neglected, I'm still updating the site, of course. The Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, now has a Blog Talk Radio, powerful Blog Talk Radio, I might add, for her very first episode that I did have a chance to listen to and archive. And I must say I was impressed. It was not what I expected. And she surprised me, so I am going to be adding her Blog Talk Radio Archive Player link in the Queen's Chamber along with her keen information. Divine Peace and Blessings, Goddess, Amenti, Anuket Astrology. I'm supposed to be operating on a 7-day schedule now. We have been having some issues, however, as always on Block Talk Radio, with losing audio in the middle of the show and several other things. So I had a pretty intermittent schedule this past week, primarily due to that. It's supposed to be prepared. They actually sent me a note, and I posted it on my Facebook blog, suggesting that whatever the issues were should be repaired. So hopefully I will be moving forward now on my 7-day schedule. And I appreciate your awareness of it, Amenti. We certainly appreciate your being a part of our square circle of gods and goddesses. Also, as you know, on Sundays at 2 p.m., we do meet in Congo Square here, local to New Orleans, Louisiana, where we have our Sunday ancestral ritual drumming, dancing, singing and chanting, libation, pouring, celebratory ceremonial cleansing, offering, healing, grassroots, community circle and gathering on 2 p.m. on Sunday. And today, the weather is kind of off and on, hit or miss, but that's not unusual for summer weather. But the British Broadcasting Company is supposed to visit and do some filming. So I will be ending the show earlier today than 2 o'clock. And probably on an average Sunday, I'm probably only going to manage to do an hour, maybe an hour and 45 minutes, depending on some things here local. To include the arrival and schedule of my ride back and forth to the park. So I will be broadcasting every day. There will be occasions where, you know, things will be going on, and I'll try and post them not only on the Blog Talk Radio show page but on Facebook to kind of keep people alert. A 7-day schedule is a lot. Just doing the show once a week, as I know so many are, they will tell you it's a lot. So to commit to doing a seven-day-a-week show is a monumental undertaking on my part. But it's being strongly suggested, not only here within this room, but outside the room, and those who listen to the show via the Archive Radio Blog Talk players. So I will be doing a 7-day-a-week show at 12 noon each and every day. Of course, with schedule changes based upon all the events that seem to go on here in New Orleans. And I have a tendency to underestimate that, probably because I live here and you sort of adjust. But it becomes real clear to me when I connect with clients and callers and friends. I mean, they ask, well, where are you? Where have you been? What's going on? Oh, well, we're celebrating this. We're marching for that. You know, we're memorializing the other. So there's always, always something going on here in New Orleans. And I don't think, and I've lived all over the country, I really can't say that about anywhere else. Now, there may indeed be something always going on in L.A. or something always going on in New York, but not always to my taste, of my interest, or within my financial means. So New Orleans is indeed unique unto itself in that regard, and we will be drumming today at 2 p.m. Hopefully the intermittent thunderstorms won't disrupt the gathering, and BBC will have an opportunity to film as planned. There are also some local events that we are meeting up for after the drumming in Congo Square today. So, again, I'm here with you, Divine, All Blessed, Unity, and Community. But I will be ending the show early today and probably usually on Sundays because it is such an intense schedule. But I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, True, Susanna, Hakima, Amenti Astrology, those who are with me now on the phone lines. We most certainly appreciate each and every one of you, and of course those of you who are listening now via the remote Archive Radio players. We are certainly humbled by your continued presence, your divine being, and your continued support of this show here on Blog Talk Radio, live from this beautiful, historic, and enchanted New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm going to take just a momentary intermission. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Hey, Eli Maestro, me have to come back again with the new style. Le. Hey. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. Titi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. He do me. Hey. Like say, I don't dey go low. He do me. Hey. Like say, I don't dey go low. Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make her feel you. Make you feel me. Wine, dance. At the club, hey. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show that job for me. Yawo me.
I don't get below. I do with it, with it.
Alafia and Ashe. Indeed, I give great, humble respect, honor, and appreciation for each and every one of you that keep this square circle of gods and goddesses moving forward. Those present here with me now live in the Block Talk Radio chat, Aminti Astrology, all of our special guests, Hakima, Susanna, True True, we most certainly appreciate each and every one of you, and of course those of you who are listening via the remote players, and of course live on our phone line, that area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. I also want to take the time to make this quick announcement before it escapes me. On July 2nd, 2011 at 6:30 a.m., we will be holding our Mayafa commemoration here in this beautiful, legendary, historic, and most haunted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The events will start at sunrise, 6:30 a.m. at Congo Square, Armstrong Park. We will also have some participants, Cora Master from Senegal, Morikiba Kayate, who will be present here with us, Michelle Harrison, Zion Trinity, and Fugola Sibu from West African Dance Troupe. Kids Play NOLA will also have a culminating show at 7 p.m. on that same day at the Ashe Cultural Center here in this beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. For more information, please do feel free to contact me. I am giving plenty of time for those who may be out of town and wish to travel for this event. And again, that is Mayafa, memorial commemorating the transatlantic slave trade and Middle Passage on July 2nd, 2011, Saturday, July 2nd, 2011, at sunrise, 6:30 a.m., beginning in Congo Square, where we drum and celebrate each and every Sunday afternoon inside Armstrong Park. There will be a procession which will make its way through historical points of interest to include the Tomb of the Unknown Slave in the now very popular and historic Treme. Then from Treme, we will procession into the French Quarter, the original New Orleans, and the oldest area in the city, if you will. And then from there, we will make it to the river, where we will have a ceremony recognizing and honoring our ancestors with flower petals and cowrie shells as we cross over the Mississippi River into Algiers, where we will visit Algiers Point and the village. At noon at the Ashe Center is where we will have food and beverages along with the master core players, drummers and performers from the Congo, Cuba, Brazil, Haiti, Haitian fan, Cuban, Lamora, and many more celebratory activities at the Ashe Cultural Center located here in New Orleans on Aretha Castle Haley, 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. And it is free and open to the public. At 7 p.m., there will be a concert with OU Oro at Ashe for a $10 admission. But all of the other events of the day, beginning with the sunrise ceremony and procession at 6:30 a.m., will be free, family, open events, and we most certainly appreciate your continued support. And, of course, those of you who can't make it here and feel led by spirit to support in any way, we certainly appreciate that. I will be going also, too, another announcement. We are moving. Many of you have heard us talk about that in the last 90 days or so. We are finally moving. And in fact, I'm in the process as we speak of beginning the move. They are working on the hardwood floors now in the new space, a much larger space. I will be able to have bread and breakfast-like accommodations to allow at least a small group of people to have ceremony, initiation, ritual work, healing work done without having to now always be reliant on hotels and all the other sources. Also, you know, we need the space for the ceremonies. So, indeed, we are moving. It is finalized, if you will. I will be moving to Josephine Street here in New Orleans, not too far off of St. Charles Avenue in the Walgreens. Many of you know that Walgreens on St. Charles Avenue, it's not too far from there. So we will be moving. We greatly appreciate your continued support, your continued resources. And indeed, without you, this wouldn't be happening. It couldn't be happening. It wouldn't even be a possibility. I am nothing without the power, the authority, the force of spirit, and those within the community touched by spirit through this ministry who continue to support us and keep us going. There are those who support every week. I could call a name out, someone who sends money every week. There are those who support us bi-monthly. And however it works out for you, we certainly appreciate it. There are those of you who do click on the advertisements each and every time you come to my show page. We know and we appreciate that. We appreciate those who continue to click follow and utilize the Twitter tweet button and the Facebook like button and the share this button, giving access to 335 other social networks and blogging sites, giving access to those viewers and listeners to this show. So we most certainly appreciate each and every one of you. Talking Shit with Tracy G. Moore, we certainly appreciate your now being here with us. We have two Susannas, so we appreciate both of your being present. All of our special guests, True True, Amenti Astrology, and of course those of you who are with me on the phone line, too numerous for me to call out everybody's area code, but I certainly appreciate you being with me now on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. When you're ready to speak with your question, comment, or request, just press the number 1, and I will be forward with you momentarily. So as Susanna has suggested, we indeed always have some kind of celebration, commemoration, some kind of party. It's always going on in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we most certainly are a tourist-friendly city. New Orleans is still at the top of the list of tourist destinations within the country without having to, you know, get a passport and a visa and board a plane. So we greatly appreciate those who continue to shop, visit, tour, conference here in New Orleans, and of course those seeking powerful healing, divine revelation, and manifestation as it is brought forth through the paths of Voodoo, Hoodoo, and Obeya. I most certainly welcome you here to our motherland, if you will, headed by Marie Laveau and the legacy, strong legacy, that she has built and left for us to operate from here in this beautiful, historic, and legendary New Orleans, Louisiana. For those who are just joining me, I do certainly appreciate you. I will be ending a little bit early today, and probably that'll be usual on Sundays because of our 2 p.m. gathering at the historic legendary Congo Square. And for those of you who don't know, we've been drumming, and I say we, speaking collectively for myself as well as my ancestors and ascended ancestors, have been drumming, celebrating, performing, coming together, healing within the square circles of Congo Square since before New Orleans became New Orleans, before the outer city of New Orleans, if you will, existed, when all there was to New Orleans was the French Quarter and that ground was just open land. This was still a place that the slaves were allowed to come together in all of their diversity of ethnicity and language and culture and religion, and bring that African experience in its most authentic to Congo Square each and every Sunday afternoon. So indeed, we have revived and continue to revive, relive, recreate that vibration, that experience, that awareness each and every Sunday afternoon. And many of you who are already connected know that I am posting those videos on my YouTube page, youtube.com/divineprince, as well as youtube.com/voodootie, VOODOOTYE. I'm also posting them and have been posting them on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince. And I think it's important not only to document and record the gathering and those present, but also I think it's important we tend to get locked into our virtual realities, if you will, here on the internet, and we prophesize and we stand up and we talk about and we fist pump, but we don't often see enough of us actively putting that demonstration to work in the community. So I think it's real important that we try and take pictures, video, audio, and bring that awareness, that experience, if you will, here to Blog Talk Radio, as well as to our internet virtual community, because you are just as much important part of that as those who are here physically on the ground, particularly those of you who are contributing, who are offering donations, who are having spiritual work done with us and would like to see us gather and invoke spirit and call down spirit on your behalf. So it's important for me to continue to do so. And I'm praying to be blessed along with all the other issues we're dealing with as it's associated with the move and the cost of the move, but also to be blessed with the proper equipment so that I can get better audio along with the video that we've been getting, so that you can get a clear virtual experience, if you will. But we know that all things truly are a blessing, and Spirit will provide just what we need in divine timing, and for that I am truly, truly grateful. Today is Sunday, June 5th, 2011. We are sharing a sun now in Gemini in the 11th house, a moon in Cancer in the first house, Mercury in Gemini in the 11th house, Venus in Taurus in the 11th house, Mars in Taurus in the 11th house, Jupiter in Taurus in the 10th house, Saturn in Libra in the 3rd house, Uranus in Aries in the 9th house, Neptune in Pisces in the 8th house, Pluto in Capricorn in the 6th house. And we share a Gemini lunation now with our moon in the new phase in Cancer, which is often considered the sign of the moon, Cancer. And the new moon phase, we know, is the beginning of the cycle. It is a time for beginning, birth, emergence, projection into the future, if you will, projection forward, clarity. It is a time in the cycle when you are stimulated to take new action. And during this phase, the new cycle is being seeded by your visions, your prayer, your meditation, your inner and outer demonstration. So engage in activity, physical activity, as I was suggesting, that brings energy together, you and like-minded individuals, to create and procreate within our society, within our immediate lives and experience. But also, spend time alone, working your altars, connecting with your deities, your Risha, your Lawa, your heads. Also accessing and relying upon your ancestors and their continued guidance as we move forward. Visualize your goals for this next 29-day cycle as we move ahead and bring that awareness, that consciousness, that manifestation into our earth-praying dimensions for immediate revelation and manifestation. That strong leaning towards the 11th house, and it's at its deepest level, the 11th house represents the attempt to go beyond our ego-based identity and become something greater than we already are. We do this by identifying with something larger than ourselves, something more powerful than ourselves. And this is why it's indeed crucial that in all the confusion, all the madness, all the prophesizing, all the propaganda, that we don't give up faith, hope, trust, reliance on a force greater than ourselves. I'm not picking a religion. I'm not asking you to pick a religion. I'm not asking you to line up with my religion. But I am offering you a window in and an opportunity to share in my belief. And that is that all is indeed a blessing, and divine creators who are our higher selves, who are an extension of who we are, just as much as our mothers and our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers are an extension of who we truly are, give us that extra power, that extra oomph that we need to bring divine manifestation right here and now into our everyday lives. And if it's not happening for you right now, you're in the right place. You're talking with the right spiritualist. I am a result-oriented spiritualist. I have documented records of what we do here. It's real easy to set up a website, set up a phone number, and say, call me, and not have some proof of what you're doing. So I appreciate keen and live persons, as do Amenti Astrology and Goddess Mother of Orisha and all the many other practitioners you can find within my virtual temple groups. You will commonly find them here within this listening audience, but you can always connect with them and find them by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince, my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince, and also on my 24-hour webcam page, mycampage.com/thedivineprince, mycampage.com/thedivineprince. And of course, if you didn't catch that, you can always re-listen and archive, or just contact me at my website or via Facebook at facebook.com/thedivineprince. But we greatly appreciate and understand the responsibility that comes with having a public, documented reputation. This is crucial. We should have this for attorneys, for teachers, for child care workers. We should have public record of people's affectations, and it should be easily accessible. So when I say we have well-documented revelation and manifestation, I mean just that. And you get to see and read what others have to say about their experience, not only with me, but the other practitioners within this squared circle, and we most certainly appreciate having that access. This is a time for developing group belief systems and ideologies and bringing that together to fuel not only the individual, but to fuel the collective in manifestation and moving forward. This is where we branch out into the world and integrate with the greater society. Some of us have the pleasure or benefit or otherwise, depending on your viewpoint and where you are, of being locked away from the world. But many of us still have to interact. I have to interact. I have to heal. It's a part of my vocation. It requires my leaving this temple house. It requires my leaving my quiet, protected space. Many of us are operating now daily on the internet, requiring us to interact with various energies, spirits, jinn, life forms of energy. So this is a time for integrating with the world and greater society and bringing your light, your gift, your healing, your power to whatever the illusion of a situation may be for you right now as we operate in this new moon cycle. The 11th house is also known as the house of hopes, wishes, and aspirations. Its purpose is to stimulate the individual to experiment with creative impulses to enlarge your potential. The ruler of the 11th house is often seen to be the planet Uranus, signifying the amplification of consciousness beyond the quote-unquote five physical senses. It is a doorway to the spirit realm, abilities towards intuition, mental telepathy, and ESP are seen to be greater now during this type of alignment, this type of moon energy. The 11th house is also a house that rules casual incomes and gains. Casual incomes and gains. Some of you are locked into a salary, an hourly wage. There isn't much flexibility from week to week. You can kind of budget and figure, if you will, your money moving forward. So we're talking about recreational money. We're talking about extra. We're talking about casual income. Those who are selling incense, those who are creating crowns, those who may be reading on the side and haven't taken it forward as a career path. This house focuses energy into friends, society, community, favorites, if you will, ambition, wish fulfillment, gains of wealth, success, separate from your career path. Some of you are gambling. Some of you are experimenting with growing your money in other ways. There's a strong vibration of energy supporting you right now towards incoming wealth, incoming prosperity. The 11th house also focuses a lot of energy as it relates to elder brothers, the oldest brothers in the family. So some of you are making new contacts or healing old wounds, or opening new doorways of communication, or possibly closing doorways of communication as it relates to older brothers. So be very careful of that. Be very aware of that, the presence of that energy. This is also a great time for recovery from illnesses. Some of you are beginning now to pull out of your depression, pull out of your winter month blues as we heat up, as the summer barrels down on us, as we get more light, more activity, more invites to picnics and family gatherings and things that expose us to the air and to the light, to nature. This is the dawn, if you will, of great fortune. This is also a time to be very careful about your physical body, particularly as it relates to feet, ankles, and the lower parts of your legs. So if you already know that you have an issue there or can develop issues there, this is a time to focus on that. All of this comes under that 11th house energy. And as I've said in previous shows, I try not to sort of overdo astrology anymore because I want to give that space to a mentee and allow her to continue to move forward in astrology. But every now and then, Spirit would tell me to say some things, and I just have to go there. So please receive humbly and respectfully from that which Spirit would have me give you today as it relates to our astrological weather. Again, I am humbled, honored, greatly appreciative of each and every one of your divine being and presence here with us live at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Potion Fan, Hoodoo Central, all of you who are with me now in the live chat, those who are listening via remote player, of course, those of you with me on the phone lines at 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. And do press the number 1 when you are prepared with your question, comment, or request, and I will address you momentarily. I will be ending the show early today, not just yet, but I will be ending the show early today, and probably that'll be normal on Sundays based on what our schedule is here locally. So, again, I appreciate those of you who have taken the time to join me on my first ever Sunday broadcast and the continuation of my now new schedule of being with you here daily at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, with a schedule of that nature, there will always be events, appointments, ceremonies run over time. So I will always try my best to keep you updated by way of the Blog Talk Radio page and my Facebook specifically, as to what's going on, if I may be absent or a show may be altered anyway. I don't want you to ever think that your being here each and every day is being taken for granted in any way. And I am here to serve you and operate in this voodoo ministry as Spirit would allow me. So, again, look for those postings and those changes as we move forward. I'm going to take just a momentary break, and I will be forward, remembering that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, Ashe.
Amen. Thank you.
Alafia, and indeed we truly give thanks and praises for the ancestral spirits and guides that operate with us and for us each and every day in all of our affairs here on Mother, Father Earth. And indeed we give great honor. We exist now in a time where many are seemingly faced with the challenge, the proverbial challenge, and challengers. But in my practice as a spiritualist, particularly hoodoo and voodoo spirituality, where the average client comes to us seeking resolution for something, seeking protection from something, or an answer about something, it also gives me an insight into a state of mind where we always have the illusion, if you will, of some force outside of ourselves preventing us from our goals. And indeed, we are faced with many challenges and challengers. But I'm finding more and more that we are still in denial of our inheritance as beings of the divine creators, created under the hands and influence and forces of the divine creators of this powerful, powerful universe. We are often the solution to many of our problems. 95%, whatever it is, whatever the illusion of the challenge is, finances, people, places, things, quite often the answer lies in something that we can do or not do, a response that we can initiate from within, starting with self. So each day I try and find the time to remember this prayer, this meditation, this affirmation. And indeed, I'm going to go ahead and present it now in the event that my ride shows prematurely before the end of the show. So in this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us, within us, within us, and around us. Vipers and vampires, haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, backstabbers, false prophets and fearmongers, strong arm proselytizers, parasitic politicians, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spirit, evolution, forward movement. We bind all manner of danger, seen and unseen, evil, known and unknown. And we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and inner standing onto our earth plane dimension for immediate divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors and Agungs and Gede, Galede, and all those who've gone on before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here in this present moment in time space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. And may we forever give them praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we continue now to manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it, I and I, even me, as we enter this hallowed sacred ground. Let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is true, pure, authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central, in the presence of all who stand with us, will stand with us, ever stood with us, in divine light and love, truth, and protection, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We pour libation for the rebirth, re-cleansing, repurification of the spirits, souls, energies of our ancestors, our ascended loved ones, and now present, ever-present guides. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with ourselves and one another, ever pure in our connection to spirit. So hear the sounding, chiming harmony and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, ever reordering and rebalancing us all, ever steady back into light and God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help. And every time, space, and need, they fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, within me, beside me, divine guides along my way, through every moment, every event, every emotion, every day. I am now wiser and true, patient, kind, and loving to all these things I am, can do, and be. Through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. I need only still my mind, my ego. Listen to the real me, the real I. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength unfailing. I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing. I know no fear, no disillusionment. The divine truth is life and love, spirit and unity. So co-create with me, co-create this with me, and it shall be. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Côté la vie nous est. Papa, bon, dit-il, là, Joseph.
Thank you.
and Ashe. Indeed, we truly give thanks and praises for each and every one of you who is present here with us, both live in our chat as well as those who are with us on the phone lines at 347-215-8967. Do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to address your question, comment, or concern. Remember, beloved, who you truly are. You are a powerful, loving, loved, created creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are true love manifest, true math, true science, true astrology, numerology, here and now manifest with us in this divine moment in time space. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, your magnificence, your wisdom, your divinity. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, transform, and heal, you inspire others to change, transform, and to heal by way of your demonstration. So be powerful, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us that divine light and spark of your most true, perfected, and authentic self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just for a moment, one moment at a time, remember with me your perfect light body in consciousness. If you're having trouble remembering, remember you can fake it until you make it. You do have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the clarity, the environment you need, seek, and desire to move forward for your ultimate right here and right now manifestation. The divine creators are the reason why I am here with you now in this moment, as I am. And I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time space. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are, without beginning or ending, eternal, all-powerful, and I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, and like the universe itself, I am limitless. All-powerful, I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me. As I release my grip on life, my illusion of control, I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. And I'm open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. and in the quiet spaces between my thoughts and my ego, they come to me, they speak to me, they minister and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforming in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant as I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of divine serenity and tranquility. My path forward becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz, crystal, clear, refined, colorful, vibrant, and focused. Every day and every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious. As I trust in the natural flow of spirit, I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. What you think, feel, say, do, or believe. And like the universe itself, like divinity, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. All powerful, I am limitless, part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in balance. I am divinely complete. Ishu alegwana kosi wari awu om lo uto ni iwo ara afanbo osi obatala mi ita ni ibo iniyo aban ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, may our evil reach a rune. May our evil be accepted. May our evil allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. I shall be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing.
I'm not.
blessed peace and love in this squared circle of community and co-unity. If you have a question, comment, or request, I invite you to call 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will address you momentarily. I want to welcome humbly, respectfully, each and every one of you present here with us now live in our chat on Blog Talk Radio, Susanna, Queen Enchantress, Mushmouth, Hakima, all of our special guests, Angelic Soap, and Amenti Astrology. We most certainly appreciate each and every one of you, those who are listening by way of the remote Blog Talk Radio players. We certainly are appreciative of your continued show of support, as well as those who are already with us online at 347-215-8967. If you haven't done so, please do click follow us on the main Blog Talk Radio profile. Also, follow us on your favorite show episodes. We certainly appreciate having that feedback. Also, continue to show your support by clicking on and investigating the various advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed on our page. We do get credit for your doing so. It is a way of also showing your support and keeping us here with you for free each and every day on Blog Talk Radio. Free for you, of course, we pay a fee, but we greatly appreciate your cutting down that fee for us by clicking on all of these advertisements each and every time you do visit the show page. We also would invite you and appreciate your continued use of the Facebook like button, the Twitter tweet button, as well as the share this button, which gives us access to 335 social networking sites, as well as blog sites. So we greatly appreciate your continued support by doing so. As I stated earlier in the show, I will be ending early today, and probably this will be normal on Sundays because of the 2 p.m. gathering at Congo Square. So I greatly appreciate each and every one of you who has taken out the time to be present here with us. I will be available by way of Keen at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, 1-800-275-5336. And, of course, my 7 or 8 different extensions can be found on my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine+prince. Or you can dial 1-800-275-5336, extension 0149. Again, that's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 0149, and I will be available. I will have appointments up while we're drumming, because sometimes I can't hear the phone while we're drumming, so I could very well easily miss your call. So I will be in arrange calls with me mode, giving you a chance to make an appointment, and that way I'll receive an alert. And it'll make it possible for me to sort of get up and walk away from the noise and still take your call. Of course, I will be back here to the Working Temple somewhere around, I guess, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., so you can always try me back later if you wish, or make that appointment, and that way, as soon as I become available, your call will be one of the first calls in queue for me on Keen. So again, continue to visit my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com 24 hours a day. You can also visit my cam page, mycampage.com/thedivineprince, and always on my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince. And until tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio Live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience from this historic, legendary, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, I offer you divine peace and joy, love and prosperity, until tomorrow. And remember that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ashe. Divine peace and blessing. I am ending the show just a little bit early so that we can move forward to Congo Square. Area code 972. Did you have a question or comment?
Hi.
Peace and blessings. Did you have
peace and blessings to you.
Did you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I recently became unemployed and a little scared, drawing a blank on the industry I should be in. I've been in many industries, and I have been feeling your positive energy for over a week now, and actually feel real positive that things are going to start moving in the right direction real soon.
And sure they will, caller. As I stated earlier, I am ending the show. I'm on my way to a ceremony in Congo Square now. So I will not be able to read you now live on air.
That's
I do invite you to give me a call at 1-800-ASK-KING or 1-800-275-5336, extension 0149. I'll be glad to answer your question and any other, you know, questions you have that you might want me to address. And again, I do apologize, but I end early on Sundays because we do gather in Congo Square for a major ceremony in about 10 minutes from now, so I will not be able to respond, but I didn't want to just go off the air and ignore your hand raised. And there was someone else whose hand was raised who's gone now. I, too, invite you to call me at 1-800-ASK-KING, 1-800-275-5336, extension 0149, and I will be more than happy to address your question, comment, or concern. And, of course, I look forward to you all meeting me back here tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio from this legendary, historic, enchanted, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Odapo.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain that I can't climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. Oh,
Bye. watching.